Okay.
Buldum. Va.
And now, the time fight fans all across the globe have been waiting for. It's the main card with your man, The Voice. As always, in the opposite corner, my mano y mano, my verbal sparring partner, Philly's finest, Wildress Ruff. What's going on, Ruff?
Man, it feels good to be back, man. It's so good clock. I'm excited. I'm here for it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the man, the myth, the legend, the man who ridicules me on every show that I'm on and every show that he produces, The Voice. How you doing, boss?
Oh, man, I'm good. I thought I didn't do much ridiculing on this show. You know, the other one is a free-for-all.
Nah, I feel it coming on this show, especially considering the fact that, you know, we're doing something a little bit, you know, off the beaten path for The Voice. But I'm excited. We got a great show. Man, let's not even make people wait, boys. Let's get into it. Let's get into KOs and low blows.
Yes, sir. And like you said, we're doing things a little differently. So this time I am introducing you. I'm leading you off because you asked earlier this week about including professional wrestling. You had the nerve to call it a combat sport. It's like, And you know my feelings about wrestling. Just hold on. Like, this is not a sport. And I started thinking about it. I was like, is singing a sport? Because I went and looked up the definition of sport, which is someone exerting physical energy in a contest of some sort. So is singing a sport? Because, like, if singing is a sport, then Luther is an athlete.
Not even 2 minutes into it. If you understand, sir, would you?
Well, now, just, you answer my question. You answer
this,
my question.
No, wait.
Just wait. It's going to be good. I promise you.
You sounding like Julius right now on 494. Is that what you're going for?
No. Just let it cook. Let it marinate.
Cook it.
So I start thinking of some other sports, you know, like synchronized swimming.
That's a sport.
Let it cook. Synchronized swimming, gymnastics, cheerleading. And I was like, you know what? Those are all sports. And those are all choreographed, which is like wrestling. The combat part, I'm going to give it to you because they do make contact. So I'll let that slide, just like saying that T-Pain can sing. It's like, he uses auto tones. He really okay, but we're gonna let that slide.
Okay, so let me
talk to me about how TKO is on fire now that The Rock is in place. Unless you wanted to talk about some of the other stuff I said.
So before we continue, T-Pain can actually sing, which he's proven on Tiny Desk. That's okay. Neither here nor there. WWE is a combat sport, number one, because they do connect, and number two, they're owned by TKO. The same group who owns your beloved MMA UFC group. So you need to finally include that because they're including it. Now, as far as The Rock.
They also include professional bull riding.
That's combat? Well, what are you saying?
Combat sport.
Let's stay on subject.
It's a sport.
As far as The Rock,
This
has to be one of his greatest runs we've ever seen. If you haven't been watching, we're going into WrestleMania weekend. Cody Rhodes wants to finish the story. This has been something that's going on for over 2 years now, which some people want to see happen. Some people don't, because on the other side, you got Roman Reigns and the Bloodline, who Roman is literally on a historic run right now as far as his number of days as undisputed heavyweight champion. So this is literally a big deal. Right, the final boss era. The Rock has literally taken his Hollywood Rock era, which was a tremendous big deal to many wrestling fans. He's turned it up a notch with what he's calling the final boss. He's done everything from beat Cody outside of his own bus, literally to a bloody pulp, which he promised that he would. Just yesterday, they beat the brakes off of them, beat them with belts. I mean, it's getting there. And it's an amazing car for WrestleMania 40. So you've got two nights. You're a hater, voice. It's two nights. Of course, you have the first night is going to be led by the tag team match between Rock and Roman and Cody and Seth. That's going to determine whether it's Bloodline rules on the second night, which is going to be tremendous. It does remind you a lot of the Attitude Era. I would almost say this is actually better than the Attitude Era at this point with the way everything is working. You got a number of championship matches. Shout out to the Women's Black Magic that's going to be on there. You got a six-woman tag match. Jade Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair are going to be facing Damage Control, which is the top women's faction. You still have Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre. It's going to be an amazing card. You got two nights. Then you've also got Friday night, which is going to be the WWE Hall of Fame, which is going to be great. And Paul Heyman, who, like I said, is going to be in Philadelphia. Paul Heyman being a Philadelphia staple for ECW is going to be a legendary weekend. If you have not immerse yourself into it, if you were, used to be a lover of wrestling and you're not anymore, this is the perfect time to get back into it. On top of A&E recently running Roman Reigns' WWE, basically like a biography, which is being heralded. And then yesterday, Bray Wyatt's documentary on Peacock, which I don't even cry. I shed some tears. It's an amazing documentary. What? Bray Wyatt was an amazing individual, one of my favorite wrestlers. I actually got a chance to meet him down here at Full Sail when I was there, and he was coming up.
Oh, that's right. He passed recently.
Yeah. WrestleMania is gonna be an amazing weekend. Boys, you need to get into it and watch, man. Like, I mean, come on, it's time. You're such a hater, but that's fine. That's fine. You'll watch eventually, or you probably secretly watch.
No,
you don't. That's like your homeboy who's a street cat who like secretly listens to Mariah Carey, but he don't tell you that. He hate Mariah Carey in person, but by himself.
Well, to hate Mariah Carey and be a street cat is silly, because number one, if you're a street cat, you want a female, which means you need to have some R&B in your life. And Mariah Carey is a phenomenal singer, and she's drop dead gorgeous.
You missed the point, but that's great, Royce, because you're probably singing in those by yourself. You probably got you a Roman Reigns t-shirt at home. You be in the house with your boys. And
y'all but you do need to acknowledge me.
Oh, so you know what that is. See, I'm not buying that voice. Anyway, make sure y'all tune in to WrestleMania. If you have any questions, feel free to put them in the comments. We are happy to answer them, because that's what we do. You know why? Because professional wrestling is a combat sport. Now, moving on to another combat sport. Voice. You made Canelo.
So we're talking about synchronized swimming now, because you know they touch each other and it's a sport.
I mean if that's what you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about it. You made Canelo, voice. I don't know what's going on with him. He's beefing with everybody. Now he's been going back and forth with Mike Tyson. So if you've been paying attention, Mike Tyson and Canelo Alvarez, they don't seem to like each other. They've been in a war of words. Now, Tyson, literally one of the greatest heavyweight champs of all time, recently criticized Canelo for allegedly turning down a major bout with David Benavidez. And he called the champ out. Voice, he said, what's wrong with Canelo? Is he afraid of losing? Does he want to give the fans the fight they want to see? Does he want to give the fans the fight that we want to see? Do you not respect the legacy of the great Mexican champions who face the best regardless of the money? Tyson went on to say, it's a shame.
He didn't go there. He went there?
He said, it's a shame for boxing and for Mexico. If I was him, I would accept the fight with Benavidez and show the world that he's the best. But it seems he doesn't have the courage to do it. And it's a shame because he has a lot of talent and lacks the heart. Man. Now, that's a lot from Tyson. But Canelo recently was asked by TMZ his thoughts on Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. See, I was about to say Logan Paul because he's the U.S. champion for wrestling. It's there, voice. You just got to fall into it.
No.
Canelo Alvarez said not at all regarding his interest in the fight. He said, I think Netflix is good for boxing, but at that special fight, I think Netflix is doing something wrong there. I think Netflix being involved, yes, is good, but no, not in that kind of fight. I think it's more of a show than a fight, and I'm disappointed. Voice, a lot of people have had these feelings about basically what you consider celebrity boxing, which, I mean, we've talked about it before. Jake Paul he's technically a pro now. Is this something that's considerably moving boxing to new heights, or is it shaming the culture?
It's definitely moving boxing. I won't necessarily say to new heights, but it is moving boxing because, you know, this celebrity or AKA crossover stuff really started with these two people. When Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr., Jake Paul was on that undercard. And since then, you've seen more and more of these kinds of fights. And these fights have their own special place in the boxing landscape. You know, I was one who, when it first started, was like, man, Rick can tell you, I'm not covering that stuff. It's like, come on, it's Mike Tyson. Like, I'm not doing it. You know, I am approaching the 50-yard line in life. And I always said, I don't want to be an old head. I'm an OG. I want to be an OG. And in my OG-ness, I had to get on the bandwagon. You know, I had to get on the train and say, you know what? This is good because it's bringing exposure. It is building fans. It's not taking it to new heights because boxing has been at heights that I don't know if he'll ever return to, you know, and part of that was celebrity, i.e. So I had to take it all the way back. Actually, Mayweather and McGregor was the first celebrity fight, and that reached phenomenal heights. I don't know that we'll have another like that. But again, is it moving the sport forward? Is it good for the sport? Yes. Canelo's just salty. He's salty. Because it's good, you know, for Netflix to have it. You know, it's good for Netflix to have boxing, but not this kind of boxing. Sir, do you know what's going on right now? You know, you talked about Peacock. You talked about A&E, Max. I mean, there are so many different streaming services that we have decision fatigue. I had Netflix for nearly 20 years straight, and I canceled it recently. It's like, why am I paying for this? I don't really go to it and watch it. So why pay for it? This is why you pay for it. This is why you do things of this nature, because Netflix is trying to give people a reason to subscribe or to resubscribe. So it's great for both Netflix and for boxing. It's just not too good for Canelo.
That's an awesome take. Canelo has a lot of questions to answer because it seems like many boxing fans feel like he's ducking a lot of things and a lot of people. They were even saying, talking about Bud Crawford, which, you know, we're going to be talking about next, about the possibility of making that super fight and then going there. I do appreciate your old head comment, though, especially considering the fact that WWE also has a Netflix deal that's happening. So I need you to go ahead and just join on the bandwagon.
That's totally different.
Don't be an old head, voice, because it's all TKO. Now, let's move on to something. I'm going to keep taking shots, voice, because this is what we do, and I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. Now,
that's voice. Fine. Let me ask you this. You like seafood?
No.
Okay. You like Italian food?
No.
You like Mexican food?
No.
Boy, you like food. You just don't want to say it.
Oh, I'm not leaning into it. I've learned not to lean into it with my TMV co-host because this is what y'all do. But
just humor me.
No, I can't.
All right, let's move. Let's keep on moving though, because I guarantee you, Red Lobster, Olive Garden, and Casa Gallardo are three totally different restaurants, but they're all owned by the same company. So don't come at me with this whole it's all TKO stuff.
So let me ask you a question, right? Mm-hmm. You got a beautiful joint. You taking out on a date. You trying to save some money. You know what I'm saying? She like, you don't spend a lot, but take me out and treat me nice. You telling her you ain't taking her to Olive Garden to get that endless bread? You telling her you're not taking her to Red Lobster? So it's all the same. It's all in the same vein.
It's not all the same.
It's all in the same vein, sir. You know what I'm saying? It's just about your price.
people will walk into Red Lobster and have anaphylactic shock because of what's in there. But they can go to Casa Gallardo and be perfectly fine.
But that means they shouldn't be eating seafood, sir. That's not the same thing. But you tried, though. But let's move on. Oh, voice, I'm with the smoke today.
Hey, I like you. I like you.
Now, voice, we've talked about Bud Crawford literally to nauseam for the last few, probably months. It seems he just can't find anybody who's willing to take him out after what happened with Errol Spence. Shout out to Errol Spence and his recovery. Now, the WBO has literally ordered its newly crowned 154-pound title champion Sebastian Fundura to next face the three-division champ. Now, the ruling was applied per the conditional terms by the sanctioning body in its approval for Fundura challenging previously unbeaten Tim Zhu. And we all saw the amazing bout that happened. Voice, we've been wanting to see who was next for Bud for a while now, and now we have it. Is this a fight that we truly want to see, or is this kind of like the precursor to the big meal that's going to be coming soon for fight fans and Bud?
It's a fight. I mean, it's a fight. It is a good fight for Bud in that Fundura has, or I should say the holes in his game, but being a smaller man coming up, should be able to exploit fairly well. Would I've rather seen him fight Zhu? Yeah, I would have. And it's unfortunate that things turned out the way that they did in that fight. Zhu's corner, yeah, he needs a new corner because they should have stopped the fight once the cut was there. They never could stop it from bleeding. It was bleeding all in his eye. After a round or so, she would have been like, okay, well, this is over. Let's do something different. But they didn't. Now we have all of this going on. I'm glad that the WBO is still trying to make that fight with Fundura because Errol Spence is the one that was in the ring after the fight. Errol Spence is the one that all the talk has been about recently regarding the fight with Fundura. And that makes absolutely no sense. Not to me. I mean, you just lost a fight. You're coming up to another weight class to fight someone who has two belts, and those belts are supposed to be on the line. They couldn't justify and this is the reason why Fundura was in there. They couldn't justify making a title fight for Lord, what is his name? Thurman. They couldn't justify a title fight between Thurman and Zhu because Thurman had never fought at 154 and had been inactive. Hello? You just got knocked clean out, sir. But you're going to come up and automatically fight for not one but two titles? Make that make sense. So, but fighting would make the most sense. Mm-hmm. And what they should do if Spence is really serious about coming up to 154, fight Zhu. Put them on the same card. A shout out to Boxing and Vibes who put that out on Twitter. I was like, now that's the fight to make. Make Spence and Zhu on the undercard of Fundora and Crawford. And you got to say Fundora first because he is a champion.
Makes a lot of sense. And we're definitely bringing a lot of eyes to it because both of those, all four of those fighters are connected. And everyone wants to see Spence Crawford too. So we'll definitely get a chance to see what happens there. That's I'm just enjoying the fact that fights are finally being made. I mean, Bud literally had a great fight. And then it just seemed like everything just kind of dropped off. And then no one wants to fight him. He right now, he feels like the bulldog in the yard that nobody wants to go near. And I just don't, I mean, I get it, but I don't. Because you're a fighter, this is literally what they do. It goes back to what Tyson said. Like, yo, are you fighting for money? Or are you fighting for pride? So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. We'll definitely give more information once there's more done there. I know that they're actually in negotiations for that now. Appreciate that, voice. And we're going to take a quick break. with the homies from Moselle, the amazing shoe. When we come back, we're going to get into that PFL and the Voices marquee matchup. We'll be right back.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand, it's a lifestyle.
Awesome, awesome. Make sure you all visit your Walmart, get you some Ozells. You know, baseball season is coming up. I know you need them cleats, so make it happen. Shout out to the amazing sponsor there. Now, Voice, when Valentin Moldavsky meets Ante Delia at PFL 1, when he meets him in the Boeing Center in San Antonio, there will be a number of storylines to follow to keep fans excited for the main event. Now, not only will this be one for supremacy, with Valentin being a former Bellator heavyweight champion and walking trouble repping the PFL like he does, it's also going to be an opportunity for walking trouble to get back comfortable into his winning ways since literally returning from that torn meniscus, which saw him win his return fight last June, but it did keep him from the playoffs. And this was after a tremendous 2022 that saw him win the PFL championship. Now, on the other end, Valentin is literally still looking to make a major mark after the Bellator switch. Now, since November, he's literally coming to PFL 1 main event, having gone 2-2 with one no contest, and this is over his last five fights. Now, both fighters are coming in with opposite styles. In his last seven, Walking Trouble is 5-0. The last two bouts, they were literally canceled due to injury.
I got you, man. I'm going to talk to Rick now, and get your shirt.
Now, Voice, with the various storylines for these two heavyweights and they're both wanting to make a major impact on PFL, who needs this one more?
That's really difficult to say because of the PFL format. In this playoff format, right now, I mean, the regular season counts because you need to perform in the regular season in order to get to the playoffs. That's really the key. So, and we've seen, I mean, you know, Ante was on his way to he was in the playoffs and he was getting ready to go forward and got hurt. And then the guy who he lost to, Maurice Greene, stepped in and fought. You know, and got John Jones at PFL once again. So with the way that this season format works, neither of them, or I should say, either of them could have issues and still come back and win it all. It just depends on how the ball bounces, really. For Delia, he wants to keep that winning streak going. Mm-hmm. Also, as being a former PFL champion, it's still that war. It's okay. So back to what we were talking about before with wrestling. It's like the PFL is kind of like SmackDown versus Raw. Mm-hmm. You have PFL being, I guess, Raw, because they're the ones that have been there. SmackDown just coming up, being Bellator, but SmackDown is laying the SmackDown. I mean, they are, Bellator has been killing PFL. So every time anyone from either of these organizations fights, and on the conference call today, they were talking about it. You know, Linton Sworn Vassal was like, look, I know I'm fighting under the PFL banner, but I'm still Bellator. So, yeah, I want to win for Bellator. So every time these fighters fight, they're carrying those flags. So for Ante, he wants to do it. He wants it especially for the heavyweights, because that was the only division that they won when they went head-to-head. For the heavyweights, he wants to keep it PFL. And for Moldavsky, you know, he wants to be a full-fledged champion. He followed... he's following in the footsteps of Fedor, but Dahlia is following in the footsteps of Miracle Crocop. And they had wonderful, wonderful fights back in the Pride days. So this is Pride 2.0. Like they say, Pride never died. So from that perspective, they both have a lot on the line. But because of the way the season is set up, anything can happen.
I love that. I love, you're real knowledgeable about SmackDown and Raw, boys. I mean, for someone who doesn't watch it. But let me ask you a question. With the way that they talk about Dahlia, if Moldavsky can pull off this victory, how big of an upset would that be?
I don't know that it would be an upset because of Moldavsky's pedigree and his skill set. He's a champion. He held an interim belt for Bellator. So for him winning, I mean, that's not that big of an upset. Where actually a win could somewhat hurt Moldavsky is that the season setup is as such. The faster you win, the more points you get. And Moldavsky is a grinder. He's a sambo artist, but he's a grinder. The vast majority of his fights have been won by decision. So yeah, he'll pick up 3 points, but let Ante knock somebody out in the next fight. He got 6 points.
Mm.
So yeah, so there are a lot of factors.
Yes, yeah, that's a big deal, especially when you consider his career. You know, he, like you said, he's 12-3, but he only has one KO, and that was in 2018. So that's kind of an uphill battle, especially when time is literally not on your side. That's going to be a great bout. Make sure you all follow the voice on Twitter, because I know he's going to have updates and spicy talks on that. Now, it's not the only bout that we're excited about for that. Now, the 2023 PFL Europe Women's Flyweight Tournament champion, Dangerous Dakota DeChiva, she's looking to make her mark in the 2024 PFL season. And she's going to be facing Lisa Malden in the women's flyweight matchup on the card. Now, Dakota is a favorite in the bout, but she does see that $1 million purse, and she's trying to stay focused on the current moment. And she recently stated, "I'm not really thinking too much about the money. I'm probably thinking about the belt more, to be honest. Mm-hmm. This is only the first round, so I've got a long way to go. I'm just excited to be in a tournament for this amount of money. It's going to be life-changing." Now, you got to remember, Dakota comes into the bout after a supreme run in PFL Europe. She's coming in more confident than she's ever been, and she deserves it after that run. Now, even stating during the media interviews, she made a prediction, voice. She said, "I predict I'm going to get another stoppage. Mm-hmm. I don't normally do predictions, but after my run in PFL Europe, I'm going to try and kick it off the same way. I'm more confident. I got more skills. I've been working hard. My wrestling, my grappling, my striking, everything's getting better." Now, you know, Lisa Malden shouldn't be a footnote in this, but she does come in this as a heavy underdog. And she's 6-3, and she's a winner of her last 3 bouts. I believe one of those is actually coming either by submission or knockout.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she has a lot to prepare for it, because Dakota is literally looking to put on a show in San Antonio. One of the last things that she actually said during her media scrum was, "Expect more violence, a lot more vicious, a lot more skill, and a lot more knockouts." Voice, what are we thinking about Dangerous Dakota coming in to this 2024 PFL season?
I think that this is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And that fight, that the Voices Marquee matchup, is beautiful as well. But producer, that's not the slide. Yeah. talking about Dangerous Dakota Dicheva, there she is, and Lisa Malden. I love the fight, because this fight is truly a product of PFL. Dicheva did her thing in PFL Europe, which would be kind of like ECW. Yeah, you like that? ECW?
Hey, no. No, you be watching.
No, I don't. God knows I don't. But that doesn't mean that I don't have some knowledge. That mean I don't do my homework. That's, anyway,
but you got a lot more knowledge than the natural man, than normal.
Okay. Anyway, let's keep it pushing. She did her thing there, got a contract to fight in PFL proper, and has been fighting on some undercards, you know, but she's really been coming up, making a name for herself. Malden, same kind of thing. She was, you know, fighting the LFA and some other organizations. Then through the Challenger Series, she got in. That's where she got that knockout, was in the Challenger Series. And then I think her next fight, she got an armbar submission. So of her three submissions, two of them have been under the PFL banner. So you have a homegrown fight. This is an excellent matchup. You know, they're behind Dakota, as they should be, especially with her stopping all but one of her opponents, knocking out eight of them, submitting the other one. You know, her kickboxing background really gives her a good footing, no pun intended, when it comes to MMA. Holly Holm, you know, she's known as a boxer, but she also made her bones in kickboxing. So, you know, there is a path there for her to win. And I love it. I think that they're setting it up. Liz Carmouche was talking about this in the press conference today. By the way, all of the stuff that you're saying about the press conference, it was wonderful. MTMV Sports was in the building, so we were there. We were a part of the press conference, so a lot of the information that we're giving you, we're able to give you firsthand knowledge because of the access that we have. Salute to PFL for including us in those things. They're trying to, I think they're setting it up for Liz Carmouche on the other end, and Dakota on this end of the bracket to work their way together. That would be absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, I believe Liz is on that card too.
Also, yeah, she is. She's in co-main.
Okay, awesome. Now, the one thing you mentioned about Dakota and her experience, she is 10-0 in her MMA career. She has eight of those wins by a knockout, but she's also 10-1 professionally in Muay Thai, as you stated. Mm-hmm. And she was a part of that British team of the 2016 International Federation, where she actually won gold in the World Championship. So shout out to Dakota, man. She's making an incredible mark on the sport. She's doing a thing.
That she is. Yeah, she's a beast.
Definitely, definitely. Now, to balance out your amazing, amazing week of combat sports and WrestleMania, we got some USC love for you too.
So this WrestleMania week, is not combat sports.
WrestleMania is.
You said combat sports and WrestleMania.
Because I'm putting WrestleMania on Freudian the step stool. Slip. I'm putting WrestleMania on the step stool because right now it's the biggest thing this weekend, whether you want to admit it or not. Like you've been beefing all show, but you've been giving me more facts about professional wrestling than I've been giving to people.
Okay.
Then look, you see the red.
Yeah. Let's go.
Now, this week's Voices marquee matchup is a UFC fight night battle for in the women's bantamweight division. And this, you're going to see the Iron Lady meets the Immortal Voice. Tell us why this is this week's Voices marquee matchup.
It's the Voices marquee matchup because it's the return of the Iron Lady. Who is the Iron Lady? Jermaine Durandamy. Why is her return important? It's because she holds the distinction as being the inaugural champion for the UFC in the women's featherweight division. Now, granted, she had a cup of coffee with the belt because as soon as she got it, she dropped it because she didn't want to fight Cyborg because she said Cyborg was on dope and I don't want to fight her. But anyway, she did all that. Jermaine doesn't fight that often. Matter of fact, she used to average about a fight a year. She hasn't fought since 2020. So she's been away for 4 years. Now she's coming back to face Norma Dumont, who has had some success as of late. I want to say she's on maybe, you know, 2 or 3 fight winning streak. She's 10-2. The only people that she's lost to have been in the UFC, and that was Megan Anderson, title challenger, and then Macy Chazon. That one didn't age as well. Whereas with Durandamy, her only losses in the UFC have been to one person, Amanda Nunes, the champion, who's not around anymore. Or maybe she's coming back. We don't know. But this is what makes this fight so interesting, because the champion, the bantamweight champion, you know who that is, right? The UFC bantamweight champion. Yeah, most people don't. It's Rocky Pennington. I couldn't remember before doing my research for this. It's Rocky Pennington. You know who Jermaine Duranemy has beat? Rocky Pennington. So Jermaine comes in, makes a name for herself, or I should say, not say makes a name for herself, shows out like she can. She's right there for the title shot. I mean, that's a perfect matchup. Coming back, fighting a former champion versus a champion. And they got history. Phenomenal. For Dumont, you beat a name in Duranemy, because that's the one thing she doesn't really have is a name. She beat like Ashley Evans Smith. She beat Aspen Ladd, who at that time, that was a good win, but it hasn't aged very well. You beat Jermaine Duranemy? Now you're right there. I mean, she's already ranked number 11. She'll probably jump up to, you know, 4 or 5 in the rankings and very well could be in a title fight or at least in a title eliminator. That's why this is the Voices marquee matchup. Yes, it is on a card at the Apex. Yes, it's like on the prelims, like the 9th fight on the card as a whole. But so much could happen based on the results of this match.
Awesome. Awesome. I love to hear that. It's going to be an amazing, amazing weekend of combat sports. Make sure you tune in. But before you go, Voice got some last fights that he wants you to check out. Voice, tell him what we should be looking for.
Yeah, this weekend, you know, there are a lot of fights going on. Not necessarily a lot of fights of note, but a lot of fights going on this weekend on the MMA end. We know PFL is going on Thursday. We talked about that PFL one. But then you have the UFC card on Saturday, which is where the Voices marquee matchup came from. It's headlined by another rematch between Brendan Allen and Chris Curtis. Then on Friday, you've got ONE Championship, which is definitely mixed martial arts because they mix all the martial arts. You got headlining is Muay Thai and the co-headliner is combat jiu-jitsu. So, you know, you got a lot of different stuff going on, but if you want to catch it, ONE puts on some decent shows. And then boxing wise, you got a fight card put on by Matchroom in Vegas. And that's between between Richardson Hitchens and Gustavo Limoges. And then you got Pacheco and McMillan on that card too. That'll be on Saturday. So usually when Matchroom does their shows in the U.S., it's in the U.S., but it's still on European time. So this should be early in the day. You can, you know, kind of catch the fight while you're doing some other things and then still have your night to yourself. But lots of good fights to take in this weekend. Combat sports.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you for that. Also, again, WrestleMania weekend, make sure you tune in. Friday is going to be a Hall of Fame. It's going to be a great Hall of Fame show. Saturday, WrestleMania Night 1. Sunday, WrestleMania Night 2. And also, you have NXT Stand and Deliver, which is going to be early on Saturday. So you have so much to fill your weekend for. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, and if you want to catch the smoke at 7:15, make sure you subscribe so you get those notifications when we about to go live. If you're not, make sure you're following MTMV Sports on all platforms, and you can take us everywhere with you. Podcasts, your favorite podcast network, we're there. Make sure you go like, share, and subscribe, and follow us there also. Thank you all for tuning in with us. Thank you all for being here. Voice, take us out, sir.
Until next time, fight the good fight. What's good, everybody? It's your man, the myth, the legend, the voice. Thanks so much for tuning into this show on MTMV Sports Network. For more exciting content just like this, subscribe, like, and share.